Welcome back to the lesson today. We're speaking on the subject of deception. No one likes to be deceived. Some would ask me, can a Christian be deceived by the devil? Of course they can. Listen to what Jesus said. For many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and deceive many. Many will be deceived by those people coming in the name of Christ, admitting that Jesus is the Christ. In Matthew 24:11, Jesus says, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. There are many false prophets out there waiting to deceive you. Listen to Ephesians 14:4. Henceforth, be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. There are false teachers and preachers lying in wait to deceive you, just waiting. Jesus says there were many of them, and they would deceive many people. And then I read Romans 16:18, for they that are such serve not the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. This word simple here doesn't mean ignorant, a country bumpkin. It simply means a trusting person, one who does not live every day thinking that someone is trying to fool them. He has trust in people. He has a humble and trusting nature. And don't you know, you can only be deceived by those that you trust. You will never be deceived by those you don't trust. You'll never put any stock in anything they say. It's those that you trust, those that you look up to, those that you believe will always tell you the right thing. Those are the ones that can deceive you. And how do they do it? Through sophism. They use sophistry. They deceive you through sophistry, which is another word for a reasoning that sounds plausible on a superficial level, but is in fact unsound. And using this form of teaching, telling you things that sound good, giving you scripture that sounds like it could be right. But if you would rightly divide the scriptures, you would find out that they were only taking scriptural sound bites in order to deceive you, in order to push the narratives that they are trying to prove. They want you to believe them. They want you to believe everything they tell you. These false teachers are not ignorant. They're not uneducated. No, sirree, Bob. These are educated people. These are people that use good words and fair speeches to deceive your heart. They're not only educated in the academic world, but they also are educated in the Bible. They know the scriptures. They know which verses to quote to you to prove their narratives. They also know which verses to ignore, because those verses that they ignore show their narratives to be wrong, to be false, to be unsound in doctrine. They're smart. There's scriptures in the Bible that they never quote to their parishioners. There's verses in the Bible that they ignore completely. They reject these scriptures, but no matter how much they reject them, no matter how much they do not believe them, they're still true. Doubting these words doesn't make them untrue. The Bible is not the truth because you believe it. It's the truth, whether you believe it or not. These false teachers teach and preach under the inspiration of the spirit of error. There is two spirits, as I mentioned yesterday. There is the Holy Spirit, and then there is a familiar spirit, one that operates on the same principle as the Holy Spirit operates. A spirit that can make you feel good, that can inspire you to teach or preach, just like the Holy Ghost can. But it is not from God. The Holy Ghost is sent down from heaven. The familiar spirit comes from the devil. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6 reads like this: We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Jesus told us about the spirit of truth, how that he would lead you into all truth, how that he would be a comfort to you, how that he would be with you forever. And John here tells us about another spirit. It's called the spirit of error. Ephesians tells us, let no man deceive you with vain words. And then again in Thessalonians, the second chapter, in verse 3, it tells us to let no man deceive you by any means. Any means. Don't let any person deceive you by good words and fair speeches, or by his lifestyle, or by his education, by his pulpit abilities. Don't be deceived by any means, whether in words or in deeds. Christians can be deceived. I can be deceived. Jesus said we could. Paul said we could. Many have been deceived. What do you think happened to Demas? Demas was a man who worked with one of the greatest preachers that the world has ever known other than Jesus Christ. Can you imagine Demas traveling with Paul, being with Paul in those meetings while he preached under the anointing, being with Paul when God was using him to do mighty miracles? And then one day, Demas decided, I don't want this anymore. I'm tired of shipwrecks, beatings, being hungry, being laughed at. I'm tired of being the scourge of the earth. I'm going to change. I don't want this anymore. I believe that it was because that the spirit of error, the devil, showed him the life in Thessalonica, a good life, in town, with plenty of food and plenty of shelter, no more hungry days and nights, no more sleeping wherever you could. Demas lost out on God because he loved this present world more than he loved God.